94.1 CJOC. It's Mornings with Jordan and Sam in the Atkinson & Associates Realty Studio. Mayor's Minutes. It happens the final Tuesday of every month. You can get your questions into Mayor Spearman by going to CJOCFM.com or through our social media. Mayor Spearman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always happy to be here with you and Sam.
Let's get into those questions. We do have one that came in on email from Millie.
That we do. She said, this past week's traffic congestion has been brutal. People were late for school, medical appointments, and generally getting to work because of the extremely poor planning. She's wondering if you can provide maybe some insight into some of the road construction that's happening on the west side.
I think what we're really talking about is last Thursday, mm-hmm. and we apologize for that. We recognize there were some issues. We closed McMaster Drive at one point, which funneled all the traffic onto University Drive, and that was complicated by a car accident in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that certainly was a challenge. The city did respond within 24 hours, and I basically give credit to our city manager and his staff for responding. They lengthened the green lights at the corner of McGill and University to allow more north-south traffic. We reopened McMaster, and we're delaying some of the construction there. West Lethbridge has asked for a new fire hall, and they've asked for the twinning of University Drive to the south. So the city's responding to those, and the coordination could have been done better, and so we made some adjustments. I live in that area myself, and I've noticed since Friday evening, everything's flowing really well for the most part.
Yeah, it was almost just a combination of everything all at once that led to some difficulties.
Worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
So this is not a question that came in necessarily, but it's something that I know the newsroom put a story out on yesterday, and we're getting a ton of comments on the Facebook page, and that is the downtown YMCA building and the decision that has been made to go ahead with the demolition of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that situation for people that maybe have questions about that and why that decision is being made?
So that's a dated building. It was built in 1967. It's got a lot of asbestos insulation in there. But that building, the maintenance needs for that building are just beyond belief. So really, that building really does have to be taken down, and it needs to be leveled. So the city has a civic master plan where we want to create a green area that we can use for future development. The city doesn't own a lot of property in the city, and we want to look at how we're going to plan that area that's going to be a pleasant place for people to come down. So we're acquiring property. We own everything on that property except the RCMP building. And so that would give us a great future. There was some suggestion that we sell that. If that was used by a private enterprise, private business, that could limit what we do in the future. So the decision was to demolish the building and retain it for future use.
Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. You can get your questions in at CJOCFM.com or by letting us know in studio at 388-4646. Mayor Spearman, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're very welcome. Always willing to answer questions.